Firepower with Will Johnson. Only at band.video.
Hello, it is Friday, and it is the day after Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for. Hello, my name is Will Johnson, firepowernews.com. Tom Pepper is out this evening. So let's talk about freedom of speech. Let's talk about impeachment. Let's talk about the different events that took place this year. Let's talk about how the Democrats are trying to destroy our children. Let's talk about all of these things tonight. Now, freedom of speech, it goes all the way across the spectrum, right? We should be able to talk about whatever it is we want to, as long as we're not calling for people to be harmed. As long as we're not calling for people to, you know, to remove them from their jobs, per se, right? You should be able to say what you want to say. You know, the left, they have this whole thing that, you know, those of us that are on the right, all we're doing is spewing out hate. You constantly hear it, or at least I do, because I pay attention to what these leftist liberals are saying. Now, in America, we have this thing called freedom of speech, which is the Second Amendment. And throughout the world, they've a lot of countries have adopted this whole thing about freedom of speech, about who can say what and who can't say what, right? Freedom of speech does not stop when your feelings get hurt. Freedom of speech should continue, especially when your feelings are hurt. Just because you feel hurt because someone says something you don't like doesn't mean that person should not be able to say it. You should be able to say whatever it is you want to say. Now, with that said, right now we have overseas in Germany, Angela Merkel. She came out with this thing where she's talking about how people are saying certain things and it's hate speech. It's considered hate speech. And we have to stomp it out. So right at the end of this monologue here, we're going to play a short video for you at the end showing exactly what she's saying. Now, she's saying it in her language, and I went ahead and read on top of it so that you know exactly what she's saying, especially for those that's just listening. We have a lot of viewers, and we actually have people who just listen as well. But the freedom of speech, this thing is like bad, or the freedom of speech, liberals see freedom of speech as a bad thing when it's people like us that have access to it. Just think about that. All of this happens against the Democrats when they feel that, oh, Republicans are saying something and I don't like it, so we should remove them. Even Kamala Harris, to give an example of what I'm talking about, Kamala Harris is calling for President Trump's Twitter account to be suspended, to be removed, deleted. She says that he needs to be removed because he is spewing out hate. How is it that you can be a president that loves this country and do so many wonderful things for this country? The man's not perfect. Let's get that straight. He's not perfect, but he does so much for this country. And he says positive things about the United States. But she wants to remove him. I think basically she wants to remove him because of freedom of speech. The Democrats want to remove everything that pertains to our freedoms in this nation. Why do you think they burned the flag? So we have a lot to be thankful for. We're going to talk about so much this evening, things that we haven't talked about. But right now, we're getting ready to play this video with Angela Merkel. We'll see you in a minute.
We have freedom of expression in our country. For all those who claim that we can no longer express their opinion, I say to them, if you express a pronounced opinion, you must live with the fact that you will be contradicted. Expressing an opinion does not come at zero cost. But freedom of expression has its limits. Those limits begin where hatred is spread. They begin where the dignity of other people is violated. This House will and must oppose extreme speech. Otherwise, our society will no longer be the free society that it was.
Oh.
Will Johnson.
Welcome back. It is Friday. I'm hanging out here with the crew. I'm very blessed to have the crew to come and hang out with me on this Friday evening. I know a lot of people have the time off and you're enjoying your family, which is absolutely awesome. Thank you for joining us this evening. So, Friday, Black Friday, a lot of people go out and they buy stuff we really don't need, but a lot of people take advantages of the sales. Now, one thing that you do need, and there's products that will benefit you, that's the products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday is happening right now on InfoWarsStore.com, and because of you, the viewer and the listener, going to InfoWarsStore.com, you're making it possible for us to be here. So please take advantage of the products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com because they benefit your family, they benefit your body, the mind, and the soul. Seriously, you cannot go wrong by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So speaking about Black Friday, of course, you know, every year, and the first thing I did this morning, I was wondering, were there any fights? Were there anybody going to these different retail stores and getting beat up because of the latest TV or the TV that's on sale or the bread toaster that's on sale? Did someone get in a fight over it? We have turned, you know, the whole shopping thing into materialistic things, and that's the way it is. And it's not just here in America. Apparently, it's happening overseas as well. And what happens is that people want to go in and take advantage of the different sales of different things that they want. And now you have activists preventing people from going in and buying different products. It's amazing how that happens, right? So we have a video clip that we're going to play for you right now. This is over in France, where activists decide to block a door to not allow people to go in freely to buy whatever it is they want to buy. So let's play that video. To get in. I mean, one lady is just trying to get into the door and they're preventing her from getting in. I mean, they're not even trying to fight them to buy the TV that people have been fighting over with in the past. They're trying to fight them from just allowing them to get in the door. And this is in France, so I don't know if this is actually, you know, you go and buy groceries here, or if it's just something that you go in and you can buy, you know, the latest game console or whatever it is, what have you. I don't know. You know, it's just it's like as a society, as people on this planet, it's almost like, you know, we almost forgot the reason for the season. You know, does that make sense? It's like we almost forgot it. We're supposed to be kind and compassionate to one another. And just because you don't agree with someone buying something doesn't mean that you should prevent someone else from buying something. It's the whole thing, like I was talking in opening monologue, freedom of speech. Just because you don't like someone saying something doesn't give you the right to prevent someone else from saying it. Why do you get to say what we can and can't say, right? Why do you get to decide what we can and can't buy? Same thing with the Second Amendment. The Democrats want to remove the Second Amendment from us because they believe that we should not be able to own a firearm to protect ourselves. All of this comes to where the left want to remove our freedoms. They want to remove our rights. Talking about the Second Amendment, there has been a case right now in France where, you know, France, they have some of the restrictive, they have some of the most restrictive gun laws in the world, right? Next to Chicago, probably. But they have an uptick in stabbing. Now, you know, with a gun, you don't have to be personal with a gun. You can shoot someone from a distance with a gun, but with a stabbing, you're up close and personal. You can possibly see them in their eyes. You can look them in the eyes as you're doing it. But in France, because they've removed a lot of the guns, the terrorists are still going out and now they're just stabbing people. But you don't hear nothing from the left talking about, oh, we need to ban all knives. Or have they? But they don't try to ban forks and spoons, right? Because people are obese and they eat that and they get fat and they die. But here in this case, overseas, We're going to play this video where there was a stabbing on the London Bridge. And where's the liberal media? They're showing it, but they don't want to say, oh, this is just as bad as someone with a handgun. It's just, oh, this is someone probably distraught or someone having a bad day. Come to find out, the person that was stabbing someone, and if I'm not mistaken, the last report I heard with two people have passed, this person had on another fake suicide vest. And to my understanding, this is the third person to have on a fake suicide vest. Okay, so let's go to that video with the London racing to the episode or where it was taking place. You can probably just bring that up on this B-roll. I don't know if anyone needs to hear it, but we have video footage where they're running to the London Bridge or what was taking place. Can you play it? This is number two. Yeah, there it is. You can hear the sirens going off. And if I'm not mistaken, this was right after the fires were when they shot the terrorist that had on the fake suicide vest. And one report that I heard was that the reason why they're wearing the fake suicide vest is so that they can go out and be martyred, right? So when they get killed, they'll be martyred. If you're gonna do it, why put on a fake suicide vest? Isn't it the point of taking multiple lives, the more lives you take in this cult religion or this cult way of life, is that if you take out more people, the more virgins you get in heaven, et cetera, et cetera? Isn't that the model? So why would they put on fake suicide vests? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, why? But anyways, so the next video we have is where it shows where they're actually on the bridge. And this one does have audio where they actually notice that the police officers notice that he has on the fake vest and they actually proceed to shoot him. I guess the reason why he started shooting him, maybe he was acting like he was trying to set it off. And then, I mean, if you're a police officer, I can't imagine that you're going to sit there and wait to find out if the vest is actually real or not before you try to shoot him. Probably going to shoot him first. All right, let's go to that video clip, number three. So right now at the end, they're on the bridge and someone's recording. And at the end of the bridge, there's police officers and people are holding this person down. Now everyone's starting to run away from them. And at first you don't even realize what's going on. And there's one guy that's on the bridge. I guess that's the knife. So now they've shot him. And there's a guy running on the bridge right now. I'm assuming maybe, is that the actual knife? You know, I haven't heard anything if that was the actual knife that he was using, but it's kind of something that this gentleman here is running around with a knife in his hand. And then he throws some paper down or something. I'm not sure what that is about. Or is a handkerchief or something he throws down on the ground. But anyways, the whole point in this is that because the terrorists will always find a means. Democrats want to remove our Second Amendment in this country so that we will go through the same thing here. They want to make it to where you cannot protect yourself. You can't protect your family. That is their goal. Because see, if you can't protect yourself and your family, then the Democrat leftists can bring in the tyranny that they've been doing across the planet for years. And years and years. And yes, it is the left that's been doing it. All those on the left, because most of those on the left, they're anti-Christian, they're anti-God. And the Democrats embrace all of that because they hate everything that God has created. They hate reality. They hate what is right. They love what is wrong. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to show you some videos talking about President Trump. It's the left talking about President Trump and what they want to do because they see impeachment is not working. Yes, we're still talking about impeachment. Next week, they're going to start taking it over to Nadler and the rest of them because now they think they got what they need. They're still looking for evidence, and we're going to prove that when we come back. Firepowernews.com. Thank you. This Friday night, we're chilling. All right, you know what? While we're doing this tonight, let's take some phone calls. You know, typically we like to take the phone calls the last hour of the evening. So we'll just take some phone calls as they come in. 888-201-2244 if you want to call in and talk about what we're talking about this evening. Right now, we're getting ready to talk about President Trump and how the left is, they're still moving to censor President Trump. Okay, so let me say this. The Democrats, they see that they don't have anything on President Trump. They see they have nothing, right? So now they're moving to this, at least some of them are moving to this thing called censure, okay? And it's not censorship, but it's censure. And for those of you that don't know, and there's a lot of people that do know, what this is they want to express severe disapproval. This is the definition for it. Express severe disapproval of someone or something, especially in a formal statement. So the whole point is to get everyone to believe that President Trump is so bad on public approval that will come time for an election in 2020 that they won't vote for him because everyone will be disappointed in him. Imagine that. They want everyone to be disappointed in him. Okay, so let's go to this clip. This is the one where on CNN where they're talking about censure. All right, let's go to it. Number five.
That this could create a finality to this investigation that would kind of box you in?
So first of all, I haven't made any decision about what we should do because I'm waiting for both the Intelligence and the Judiciary Committee to make a recommendation. Right. My colleague Brenda Lawrence came out for impeachment long before I did. I, last summer, under enormous pressure, Tom Steyer buying ads against me and MoveOn.org.
Right.
Didn't come out for it because I was very worried about Russia dividing us as a country. But once a Trump inspector general said, it's real, it's credible, it's serious, it's urgent and of danger to our national security, I've said we needed to investigate. No one's above the rule of the law. So my colleague Brenda Lawrence, who came out long before I did, clarified her statement or then said she still believes that he should be impeached. I've been very methodical. I think every one of us, Republican or Democrat, needs to be methodical.
Yeah.
We need to understand what those issues are. And the Senate must do the same thing.
See that? They want to get the Senate to follow along and get all of them to say they're so disappointed with President Trump. That everyone has, you know, the disapproval about Trump is bad. And you notice about all the polls that they put out there against President Trump. I mean, every single poll that they put out there. And they say the CNN poll. I've never been polled for a CNN poll. Never. I've never even seen where you can have the polls. My opinion on the polls is, you know, they go to they have these different various polls that they go and get information from, right? But like the CNN poll, supposedly the CNN poll is like, oh, very accurate, right? And they say 50% of the people, 50% of the American people wants President Trump removed and impeached. And I'm like, where are they getting these numbers from? Personally, I think they're just going around the office asking people, let's just remove Trump. Let's just remove Trump. And that's where their polls are coming from. So I have another video clip that goes right along with this, the last one we were just talking about, how the Democrats are, some of them, a lot of them are moving towards censure instead of just removing him, instead of just impeaching him, because they see that impeaching him is going to damage the Democrat Party. That's what's going to happen here. And I want them to continue, because the more they keep trying to push this impeachment against President Trump, the more the American people are waking up to it and saying, why are they doing this? It's not getting anywhere. Okay, so let's go to this clip. This is the number six where Democrats saying we need to impeach him, and then they kind of change it, and then they change it back to, yes, we need to impeach him. It's almost like they can't make up their mind because they see what they're doing. Let's go to it.
Democratic Congresswoman is now walking back her remarks about impeachment. Michigan's Brenda Lawrence told a radio show on Sunday that she didn't see the value of removing President Trump from office.
We are so close to an election. I will tell you, sitting here knowing how divided this country is, I don't see the value of taking him out of office.
Wow.
I want him censured. I want it on the record that the House of Representatives did their job, and they told this president and any president coming behind them that this is unacceptable behavior. And under our Constitution, we will not allow it.
Well, today, Congresswoman Lawrence issued this statement about the public impeachment hearings. She said, quote, the information they revealed confirmed that this president has abused the power of his office. Therefore, I continue to support impeachment. However, I am very concerned about Senate Republicans and the fact that they would find this behavior by the president acceptable. With me now, Hillary Rosen. She is a Democratic strategist whose firm advises Democratic candidates in the DNC. Hillary, nice to see you. Who do you think got to her? Speaker Pelosi?
Well, I think she probably, any one of her colleagues in Michigan, all of whom have said that they support impeachment. But look, you know, this is emblematic of the torture that a lot of Democrats are feeling across the House, which is that they are spending all of this time and a lot of emotional energy on this impeachment. And all they hear from Republican senators is, no, we're not going to do anything. We don't care what the facts say.
See, they don't care what the facts are. They don't care what the facts say. I mean, all they want to do is get public approval right now to have President Trump removed. That's it. Because they see impeachment is not working. And next week, it goes to Nadler's side of the House, where they're going to say, okay, now we have all the information. We had all these people that had hearsay information. Now we're going to impeach him, or now we're going to try to impeach him on hearsay. Now, before they actually came out with the impeachment, I was saying that they're going to try to get information on President Trump that's fraudulent, and they're going to push it to the American people. And then when the Republicans don't jump on board, and I was saying this, when the Republicans don't jump on board with the whole impeachment process, they're going to try to spin it to say, look, the Republicans were not doing the right thing come the 2020 election. So then that way you no longer want to vote for these Republicans because the Republicans did not impeach a corrupt president. That's what the Democrats are going to say. That's what they are saying. I was saying that months ago, but now here we are. The Democrats still don't have anything. Now they're trying to get public approval. And now they want to make it look like President Trump should be impeached because they have nothing. There's nothing there, people. What is it? Imagine that. What is it? There's nothing there. But yet they're going to continue because they've already started down this rabbit hole, and they got to make the American people believe that they're on the right track, like they're doing the right thing, like they believe in the U.S. Constitution all of a sudden, when we all know very well that the Democrats would love to shred the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and rewrite it. And then once they rewrite it, every last one of us that loved our freedoms, that loved this nation, that loved God, will no longer have the freedoms that we have. That's what they want to remove. That's what they want to destroy. All right, we're going to talk more about it when we come back. FirePowerNews.com. Ban that video.
Article that came out in The Root, a column about how he just didn't get it when it came to black voters. He spoke to that author, and the author said that he listened to him and he was able to explain his concerns. Buttigieg is a popular candidate in Iowa right now. He's a popular candidate in New Hampshire right now. He is not a popular candidate in South Carolina. How does he overcome the problems he's facing with black voters in a place like South Carolina and then throughout the rest of the country?
Well, I think he's got to continue to do the kind of outreach that is a principled outreach. I mean, reaching out to Mr. Harriott from The Root after he wrote a scathing piece on him. He wasn't defensive. He didn't take umbrage. He reached out to him in honest conversation, seeking to forge, you know, better understanding and to explain his position and also understand where he had gone wrong. He'll have a lot more of that to ahead of him if he's going to make a way in South Carolina. But what's interesting, and among black voters more generally, what's interesting is the perception is that even though he's tacking toward the middle, that he hasn't had an especially effective outreach to African-American people. And that's a vote-rich demographic. Why? Not only because there are plenty of progressives among that number, including myself, but there are many more who are, you know, more conservative in the middle, who are more moderate, who are waiting for a candidate to understand the need to address them, particularly as African-American people, yeah, who wield an enormous influence, but also to understand that even if they have conservative cultural values, they tend to vote a bit more progressive because of the historic legacy of inequality, racism, and bigotry on the right. So there's something to be said for trying to get inside that vote-rich demographic and do something extraordinary.
Okay, so basically they're saying that Buttigieg is needs to get more black people to jump on board of the Buttigieg train, or the Buttigieg wagon, whatever you want to call it. They, for some reason, the left always tried to equate being black with, you know, someone's sexual lifestyle, too. Why are they talking about Buttigieg? Who cares if Buttigieg is getting black people to support him, right? Who cares? See, that's one of the reasons why I was happy to leave the Democrat Party, because I noticed that Republicans, when they talk about Americans, they just talk about Americans as a whole. They don't talk about, you know, black Americans and Hispanic Americans and women and men and Latinos and Asians. They just talk about Americans as a whole. Now, when you look at the Democrats, they will use all these demographics against each other. And they use it and they bring them all up, like talking about, oh, yeah, educated white women, or, you know, college graduated people, or they talk about, you know, those in the rural area. But and then they talk about black people and women and people living a certain sexual lifestyle. They use all of these different things to try to divide us, and then they try to make it look like a certain amount of people need their votes, right? How can they just get to say that Buttigieg needs more people supporting him? Why is it that he needs more black people supporting him? And one of the main reasons why a lot of black people don't support Buttigieg is because of his lifestyle. And then he's sitting there talking about in this video how, you know, conservatives, even conservatives supporting Buttigieg. I don't know a single conservative that will support Buttigieg. Not a single one. Not a single one. Okay, so we have another video. This next one, I might have to ask the guys in the control room to stop it a little bit as we go along, just because of what they're saying in this next video. And this, when it right comes off, this is how the left thinks about the black community and how they think black people should do, or what black people have done, or what black people will do. All right, let's go to this video.
Well, a couple of things there. First of all, African-American people have never premised their vote upon pigment, right?
Stop it. Never been right there, already out the gate. Black people did. Black people did in 2008, black people did. Yes, they did. They voted for Barack Hussein Obama because he was black. I've talked to many people that were black that voted for him that are Democrats. So many people voted for, even white people voted for Barack Hussein Obama because he was black. So you can't sit there and say that black people never done it. Yes, black people have. And then all of a sudden, when President Trump came, they all tried to say that President Trump was racist. Think about that. They try to say President Trump was racist. And yes, black people did vote for Trump. And yes, black people voted for, not because he was white, because Obama, what he did to black people. Yes, black people have voted for that. Okay, continue the video.
Simply about the color of your skin. They didn't go for Obama until he won Iowa when he was running in, 2008. So African-American people want a winner. They want somebody who's got the chops to be able to succeed in the sweepstakes to gain the presidential, to get the presidential nomination, number one. Number two, there is a divide in black America, at least along those two axes, if not more. Those who tend and tack toward more progressive politics and those who are more centrist and middle of the road. If you're centrist and middle of the road.
Stop right there. You see, more progressive and central to the middle of the road. He's not going to even get to conservatives. He's not going to even talk about black people like myself, black people like Candace Owen, black people like Brandon Tatum, black people like David J. Harris, black people like James T. Harris. He's not going to talk about them. He's not going to talk about black people like Jay McKinney, black people like Jamal, black people like Jermaine. He's not going to talk about black people like that. Bryson, the mega challenge. He's not going to talk about black people like that. He's going to talk about the division between them. See, now there's a bigger division within the black community because so many black people are sick and tired of what the Democrats have been doing to them. The Democrats make these empty promises year after year after year after year. And here comes President Trump. President Trump, he made a promise to the American people. And guess who benefited? White people, black people, Asians, Latinos. People across the spectrum benefited from it. And because you have someone like President Trump come along and black people benefit, all of a sudden he's racist. Because they see that black people recognize what's happening, so they have to put it back into people's mind that he's racist. Let's go back to the clip.
Then, of course, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker will indeed capture your imagination. If you're far more progressive, a figure like an Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie Sanders is going to capture your imagination. And there's work to be done. One cannot rest upon the laurels of race or ethnicity, which, of course, the great Cory Booker and the great Kamala Harris understand and know. But on the ground...
Okay, stop, I think it, that stop, stop, this, stop, this stop, 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 stop. The great Cory Booker and the great Kamala Harris... Now, last I heard, Kamala Harris is not even black. So how, and when she was on stage, when Joe Biden said, I had the very first, the only black woman in the Congress to support me. And she goes, no, hello. And everyone, no one addressed that issue. Kamala Harris is not even black. But then no one brought that up. But they're not, and they're race baiting here. They're trying to pull in the black community to keep the black community under their control, under their wrap. Okay, we got a little bit more left in this clip. Let's go ahead and finish it out.
This generational division between those who are far more woke and who are capable of, you know, independent assessments of candidates predicated upon their own litmus test. And what is the litmus test? Are you progressive? Are you speaking to interests that deal with me, deal with what I, where I am? Are you talking about fundamental change in the political system that has really been horrible to African-American people? On the other hand, those who tack for Joe Biden.
Okay, stop it right there. All the stuff he's talking about that's been bad to the African-American people. Is he in Africa? First of all, is he in Africa? No, we're in the United States of America. Everyone here, you're either black American, white American, Asian American, you're American, right? You're just American. Why do they keep using that? If you want to help African Americans, then go to Africa. Seriously, get out. No one wants you here in the first place. Really? No one wants you here. They use this racial division to divide all of us, and that's all this is all about. The Democrats have been doing it year after year. Ban that video. Ban that video. We'll be back in a minute. All right, welcome back. It's Friday, Black Friday. Thank you for joining us this evening. I hope you're feeling good. Hope you're feeling blessed. Fat full of turkey, right? Prayers for everyone. Prayers for this country. All right, so let's get back into it. This next one, this is another clip from MSDNC. And this clip is about the carbon, a carbon tax. Now, they're not coming out and directly saying it. This is my personal opinion on it. This whole climate change thing that they're trying to implement unto us and to the rest of the world, I truly say that this is the last thing that they can charge us with. Think about it. They charge us for water. They charge us for land. They charge us for dirt, just resources throughout. They charge us for all of these different things, right? They will charge us. But the last thing that they haven't charged, I mean, the last thing they haven't charged us on that they can charge us on is air, the air that we breathe. That's what my opinion is that they want to tax us on the air that we breathe. And that's where this whole carbon tax come into place, the whole, you know, charging us carbon. And after this video, we're going to get to your phone calls. 888-201-2244 if you want to call in and chat with me. Now, typically on Fridays, we could talk about the topics that I've been talking about tonight, or if you want to just talk about something that you've seen out today, because I'm really curious. If you've seen some chaos that has taken place today because of the fighting, I would like to know about it. All right, 888-201-2244. Okay, but first of all, let's go to this clip. Let's go to this clip with them wanting to charge carbon. It's just another tax because the Democrats, the left across the board, love to take money from us any way they can. Let's go to it.
Yeah. So, no, exactly. And the reason we need a price on carbon, which is what I was about to say, is because there is real damage that's being done every time we burn fossil fuels and put climate warming greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. And right now, fossil fuel energy gets this unfair benefit when it comes to the energy marketplace, where it's doing damage to the planet, and that damage isn't monetized. Yeah. We're not requiring fossil fuel interest to pay for the damage we're doing. A price on carbon takes that into account. $80 billion of damage done by these latest wildfires, hundreds of billions of dollars a year in the U.S. alone, more than $1 trillion of damage worldwide done every year by climate change. The cost of inaction, of not doing something about this problem, is far greater than the cost of taking
action.
So
basically what they're saying is that the people that are, you know, like a lot of homeless, they will go out and they will start fires because they're trying to, you know, stay warm, because the homeless epidemic that the left has created. So people start fires to stay warm. And then sometimes, a lot of times, these fires will get out of hand and they will just start burning. But they're saying is we need to pay a carbon tax to fix that. I mean, right now in San Francisco, each homeless person that they have on the recorded will receive $17,000. You understand that? $17,000. But yet they want more money, and the money that they're receiving for these homeless not even going to the homeless. They're going to these 501c3s that the left has stood up, and then they funnel the money back around to them. It's sinister. All right, let's go a little bit more back to the video.
I guess the end date for whether we actually leave the Paris Climate Accord or if we stay in it, it'll happen the day after, I believe, the next inauguration. If Donald Trump wins and is inaugurated and officially does pull us out, what path does that put us on?
Yeah, well, that, you know, puts us on this path that we've been on, where we have been not living up to our obligations under the Paris Accord at a time when we actually have to go beyond Paris if we're going to achieve the reductions we need to avoid catastrophic warming. So Donald Trump is taking us in exactly the opposite direction, dismantling all of the climate protections that were put in place by the past administration. There's a certain amount of inertia in the system. And what that means is that we can withstand one term of a Trump presidency, but the climate probably can't afford two terms of a Trump presidency. The good news is in less than a year.
You know what? I mean, this is them trying to say, if we don't remove President Trump, or if President Trump is elected again in 2020, the world is going to end. It's going to kill us all. We have to get him out so we can save the planet. Wow. Is anyone else seeing that, or is it just me? Okay, so let's go to our first caller here. This is Mary from Delaware.
Hi, Will.
How you doing, Mary? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing okay. What I wanted to talk to you about was Bloomberg.
He
decided that stop and frisk was bad. Mm. Okay? So pandering to the black vote. All right, you want to do that, go right ahead. My thing is, you got $53 billion. Are you going to spend it all? Why don't you do something to help the black communities instead of worrying about stop and frisk? Why don't you take some of that money and build some buildings for the homeless and get them off the streets?
You know what, Mary? That would be him putting his money where his mouth is.
Right. See, but he doesn't want to do, all he wants to do is be president to make himself look good.
It's yeah, exactly.
Him. When are people going to wake up? $53 billion. Are you kidding me?
$53 billion.
He's got billion. Talk about Trump, who lost the billion since he's been president. Because he's not building anything anyway, and his business is halted and whatever. But he's got all that money, and he's going to talk about stop and frisk so that the black people like him. How about not run for president? How about go out to California, get those people off the streets?
You know, you're absolutely right, Mary. You know, he could take it seriously. He could take a single $1 billion and bring him down to $52 billion. He could take a single $1 billion and take and put housing for all the homeless in LA. Yeah. Right? He could do and he could do homeless, he can do the same thing in New York City. He can do the same thing in Chicago, in Detroit. But he doesn't want to do that because he actually doing this because he wants to take more money from everyone else. And he's not gonna put his money where his mouth is. I mean, and on top of that, Mary, on top of that, think about this. He was on stage and he was sitting there saying that the coal miners, those jobs need to go away. The same thing Hillary Clinton was talking about. He's saying those jobs need to go away. And he's sitting on $53 billion. And instead of him trying to create more jobs so these people can just transition from the coal mining job to that, he won't do that either. I mean, just so I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, he just wants these 50,000 jobs, because right now there's 50,000 people that's working in the coal mine since the year 2016. That's the last record that I saw. If he wants to remove all of those jobs, that means I guarantee it that people that work those coal mining jobs have families, children, wives, husbands. They're going to be affected. Their livelihood can be affected. Their homes, paying the mortgage for their homes, the Medicare. See, they're not even thinking it through. If he were to, let me say this, I would agree to Bloomberg if he was to set it up to where he would create some kind of business, something so these people could just transfer without missing a beat from the coal mining job to another job. But he's not doing that. He has the money to show it right now. He could build something right now and say, look, come on, here's the job. But he's not going to do that.
He just wants to beat Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all it is. Him and the Democrats.
Yeah, and none of them are talking about what's really important. They get up there and they talk about Elizabeth Warren with her health care. Are you going to raise taxes on middle-income people? Well, you don't understand. No, we understand. You're going to screw everybody.
Yeah, and he's sitting on $53 billion, and he wants to raise taxes on the middle.
Yeah, but
I mean, seriously,
how do you say
on the poor?
How do you say that you're going to do all these things, and then all you're worrying about stop and frisk? But when you had that, there was less crime.
Yeah, there was less crime, but now there's more crime, and they want people to get away with doing crime.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Yes.
You know, look in California. I'm glad you got out of California.
With yes, I'm glad I got out, too. Absolutely.
That guy's nuts. They want to free everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Take our guns away and free all the killers from the jails.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Mary, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling me. And have a blessed weekend. All right, everyone, we're going to take more of your phone calls when we come back. We still have some more clips that we're going to play. Okay? Help by sponsoring, by showing your support.
Real news, real people, real politics. And now, Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back, everyone. So, right before we went to the break, I was attempting to say, go to InfoWarsStore.com and help our sponsor. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy the product, you make it possible for us to be here, for everyone in the control room. You know, I mean, seriously, this is how it works. You know, we don't have a George Soros. We don't have a Tom Steyer. We don't have the leftist elitist funneling money, millions upon millions of dollars, into try to destroy this nation. The only thing we have are you, the American people. That's what we have. And not only that, you get when you do go to InfoWarsStore.com and you buy the product, you get something that is beneficial to you, something that will help you, help your body, help your family. I mean, it's a win-win. And right now with the Black Friday going on, this is a great opportunity for you to try the different products, to get them and try them. You know, I tried the DNA Force. I have the Brain Force. Of course, I take the Brain Force, the X3, the Turbo Force. I enjoy them all. And another one of my favorite ones is the Pollen Block. I haven't talked about the Pollen Block in a while, but, you know, for a lot of us that have like sinus conditions and stuff like that or sinus issues, the Pollen Block, I take two of the tablets from the Pollen Block and I'll just chew on them. And then I'm telling you, within 2 minutes, it's like it's already helping me breathe. It just kind of clears it up. And I don't understand how it works, but I just love how it works instantly. Right now, 50% off shipping, or it's 50% off plus free shipping. Look at that. That's amazing. 50% off plus free shipping, triple Patriot points. You can't lose. It's almost to the point where they're like just giving it to you. And you know what it is? I can tell you exactly what it is. When they give it to you and then you try it, you're going to want to buy it. And by you buying the product, it make it possible for us to be here. And I can't stress that enough. That's exactly how it works. But without you supporting us, we can't be here. And right now, with everything coming up to 2020, do you want us to be here? Or do you want to continue getting the same tiring stuff that you've been getting from the liberal media? Is that what you want? Or do you like what we're doing here? Do you like the information that we're relaying here? Because you're not going to get it anywhere else. It's the only place you're going to get it where it's so different, where you're going to get information that they're not going to tell you is right here. So when you do go to InfoWarsStore.com, you are helping. And I mean, you may think about it like, okay, I'm doing this, but am I actually helping? Yes, you are. You get to say F you to the globalists. Not you would say that, but you get to say that when you buy the product. You get to say, globalists, elitists, I am not with you. I am with the American people. I am with Will Johnson, Firepower, and InfoWarsStore.com. I can't stress how important it is that we come together. And this is one way that we can do this right now, come 2020. Because come 2020, we need to go full steam ahead. We cannot hold back. We cannot allow the Democrats to continue to get away with what they've been doing to all of us. I don't know about you, but as long as God keep putting breath in me, I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep moving forward. So when we come back, we're going to go back to your phone calls. 888-201-2244. That is 888-201-2244. We're going to go back to your phone calls and we have more video clips for you. We're going to show you some clips that you probably didn't even know existed. And this is exactly what I was talking about earlier, how the left is attacking our children. My goodness, if you don't wake up to it, you're going to be lost. You're going to be a casualty of war. Ban that video. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support our sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com.
FirepowerNews.com. Firepower with Will Johnson.
It's Friday. Thank you for joining us Friday evening. We are taking your phone calls, 888-201-2244. I know a lot of people are chillaxing right now. A lot of people are out shopping still. People taking advantage of the Black Friday. And like I said before, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the Black Friday sales there. They will benefit you, your body. 888-201-2244 if you want to call in. Now, the next couple of topics that we're going to get into is how the left is indoctrinating our children. is how the left is trying to destroy the mind of our children. But before we get to the next video, let's go to this phone call. This is Corinne from Michigan. Corinne from Michigan. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling. Hey.
Well, night owl one to night owl two. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, there's so many things. I sit here and I listen to this channel, and all I do is make notes of what I could bring up. And, you know, you can't put it all into a 1 minute segment, but you know, I definitely could use a little bit of pollen block as I've been out there raking all the leaves all day long. Oy, oy, oy.
I believe running. It.
Man, I'm telling you.
Let's just start with one of them, because I know we don't have a lot of time. So let's just start with one of them. What do you think?
Okay. How about this thing about, Trump's banker that committed suicide. You know anything about that? I mean, I saw that on Drudge Report yesterday, and coincidentally, it was like on Thanksgiving, and I thought, well, I didn't hear anything more about that, other than him hanging himself.
I can't say that I'm familiar with that one.
It's there. It's out there on the internet. At clariancauseaction.com. You know, I'll just read you the first tiny paragraph. Trump's relationship with Deutsche Bank, which lent him around $2 billion after most other institutions had forsaken him for his history of defaults and bankruptcies, has come under investigation by two congressional committees and the New York Attorney General, who are hoping the bank can shed light on Trump's elusive finances. Now, this guy apparently was involved with that. So, you know, Epstein didn't kill himself. So we'll move on. I'm sure there's something in that little story there. And it was on Drudge Report yesterday.
I believe you. You know, if they were like investigating him, who's to say? You know why he actually suicided
exactly.
himself.
Exactly.
I mean, exactly. So I don't want to speculate on anything. But if we were to go like with the left would I can see that the left would try to spin this without even knowing any information on it. I can say that he probably killed himself, the banker. Because his connection with President Trump and all the fraudulent stuff taking place. So I'm surprised. And, you know, I'd be honest with you, yesterday I kind of stayed away from all of the news outlets and everything, and I just spent time with the family. And the reason why I didn't see that.
Oh, I tried so hard.
Yeah, my family was like, you need to spend one day without talking to them. So I did one day without looking at, you know, all the news outlets and everything. But I can see that the left would try to spin that, trying to say that, you know, he knows stuff about President Trump, or President Trump may have had him suicided.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, because they have that whole news thing going on the left hand side here, where they are, you know, spinning out all these stories that are fake stories that are like bait, you know, to get people, to question and go off track, get down the rabbit hole, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, I got one really weird question, you know, because we get back to the okay sign. And my burning question is, okay, if we're going to start banning okay symbols, how are we going? What's the next step? Are we going to start banning people and their sign language, those that have to communicate, those that are deaf, that have to communicate with their hands?
It's quite possible. I mean, it's so silly what the left is doing, right? It's so silly. And now you can't even do the fist bump. Apparently, the fist bump is racist. I mean, it's next, like there's no end to it.
You're not even going to be able to wipe your nose.
Yeah, yeah, you can't even wipe your nose. Absolutely. You, if you blink one time too many, oh, you're sending signals. You're sending signals. You're sending signals to someone now. Oh, what? You're winking too much. I mean,
yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. And that woman is that woman. I don't know how she got elected. I really have no idea how she got elected, other than it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. It's insane. Well, hey, sir, I want to thank you so much for calling me.
Okay.
Have a blessed weekend. All right. So let's get to these videos. Now, this video that we're getting ready to show you, and viewer discretion advice, and it's these sick people, these sick individuals, and these sick individuals targeting children. They're targeting children. And the left is nowhere to be found, because the left is like embracing this. They embrace pedophilia. They embrace all of these demonic things towards children. Let's go to this clip here, number 11. And they're calling it sex ed because they want to educate the children. Why do the kids need to know this crap in the first place? All right, let's go to it. Number 11.
Do you have any celebrity crushes?
I do have a couple. Shawn Mendes is super cute. And Tom Holland, so cute. And Lauren Jauregui is so pretty. I feel like she'd be the type of girl that would bring me flowers on a first date.
Okay. So you're attracted to people of different genders.
Yeah. Does that give you any ideas about what we're talking about today? Yeah?
I don't really have an answer. I just want to say, I love Shawn Mendes.
Me too.
Who else loves Shawn Mendes?
This is so crazy.
Shawn Mendes is popular. Anyone else have any guesses? Yes.
Internet.
Some people might meet people over the internet or figure out about
what you see on here,
the female on the left, to
my understanding, an actual female, but the black person on the right is actually a man. That is a man that's looking like a woman.
And all of that is totally normal. Today we're talking.
Rewind that 10 seconds. They said it's all totally normal. Listen, I mean, seriously, nothing is normal about this. None of it's normal. Play it again.
It means that it can change or evolve over the course of their lives.
And all of that is totally normal.
Yeah. Stop it. Okay, none of it's normal? What in the hell are they talking about? This is normal. Nothing about that is normal. A man at the age of 25, 35, 45, 50, whatever it is, you wake up one day and you decide you want to be a female. Nothing about that is normal. They're telling kids, they're indoctrinating children that this is normal. Do you see this? Do you see that? This is the world we live in right now, where this type of crap they're pushing onto children, and they're telling the kids that this is normal. These kids are like 9, 10, 11, 12. When they become older, young adults, they're going to become militant. And when I say that it's going to get worse, it's going to get worse because the kids that they're indoctrinating today are going to be the kids of tomorrow that's going to be on the attack. It's going to be kids of today. Tomorrow they're going to be trying to lock you up, lock me up, and lock all of us up that are conservative Christians in this nation. Hear me now, believe me later on.
Today's topic is what's up down there. But don't worry, we're not talking about your genitals. We're just talking about genitals in general.
Yeah. So we're going to get a little bit of help from our dolls, Ginger and Blue, to help everybody learn about what's up down there.
So we got this basket of body parts, and you are going to figure out where they go on Ginger and Blue. You can do whatever you want. Put them where you think they go. Put them where you think they don't go. Be creative. Have a blast.
So this is sick.
Here are all of our body
this
parts.
This is exactly what we don't want our children to go through. I would be livid. I would. when I first saw this, I wanted to go through there and just rip that stuff up. This is disgusting. This is terrible. This is not sex education. This is teaching children how to be more confused. I mean, look at this. So right now they're taking the different parts and they're attaching them to these dolls. And they have one doll that have breasts and testicles. I mean, and they're pushing this like this is the norm. This is all good. This is all grand.
As you can all see, Ginger is looking mighty fine.
Yeah, look at
Ginger is rocking a hairstyle. This is actually pubic hair, which they've used to create a hair transplant.
There's two pubic hairstyles.
Are you kidding me?
Now Ginger has a mouth. These are lips. These lips are actually vulva lips, but today they're being used as a mouth.
Wait, it's a little sexy.
I mean, really?
This is
what we're feeding our children, people. This is happening right now. On the planet, you have this demonic entity that's coming in, and Satan is using all of these people to convince our children not to believe what reality is. God created man and woman. He didn't create a montage of stuff. This is beyond sick. And then, where's the liberal media at? Oh, it's like, oh, this is normal. I guarantee they'll be like, oh, this is so wonderful. It's so grand. It's lovely. They're sick. And Satan is using these people to get at our children. All right, let's go to the phone call here. Who is this? Is this Troy? Troy from Kansas? How you doing? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing great. Great. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate your products, too. I really enjoy the benefits of one called Body Ease.
Yes.
Body Ease is good thing for me anyway.
Yes, it is.
Because I'm getting older. anyway, I wanted to make a comment. I think the church is pretty much missing in action on all of this and needs to be outspoken like crazy. I mean, we are totally under attack. Our families, our grandchildren, our children, so on and so forth. And, of course, the reason is because of the 501c3 that Johnson brought in, which basically keeps us from having separation of church and state because it imposes rules and regulations on the church
mm-hmm.
that should not be agreed to by anybody. And this in combination with the fact that most churches are led by a man, not by Jesus Christ as the head.
Right.
Because they're led by an individual called the pastor, and they're centered around that individual. And he's looked at as the head of the church rather than Jesus speaking to each one of his members and leading each one of his members. And it's caused the church to go dormant. They don't know how to respond, you know, just like different members of my body. If they weren't connected to my brain, they wouldn't know how to coordinate together.
No, you're absolutely right, Troy. You're absolutely right. And when I was in Chicago, I think this was a First Methodist church. They had these billboards and these signs that were incorporating the LGBTQP community into what they were doing, and they were saying that God wants people to be this way. And you're right. When it comes to the true Christianity in this nation, the true church. They're silent. They're like they're not even nowhere to be found. Where are they when all of this is taking place with them teaching our children this nonsense? So I agree
with you. You guys are doing much more work than the church at large, and you're not even proclaiming yourselves as the church. But you're doing much more work for the kingdom of God than they are.
You know what? Thank you for acknowledging that. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I never try to come across as one. But you know what? I follow the word. I follow God's law. And what they're Amen. Doing goes completely against God. And they're demonic in their ways in doing it. And you know what? Amen. It's so frustrating because you have a lot of churches that say, oh, yeah, every single Sunday they tell you, You got to, you know, inspire you, and you got to do this, and you got to do that, which is nothing wrong with it. But they're leaving out stuff that's happening to our children.
Jesus didn't die for the church and pay for it with his blood so that men could lead it who are hirelings and who really don't have a stake in it other than what they're paid.
Exactly. Exactly. You're
it's
exactly
really
spot
sad
on.
Because we could be such a strong force as the church on this earth, and we're supposed to be.
You know, I think personally it has a lot to do with the time that we're living in. And I truly believe that we're living in the end time because of all of the different things. We have the wars and rumors of wars. There's various diseases on the planet. And look how the minds of people are just putting out all of this demonic stuff. And then they try to demonize us if we don't want to go along with it. I mean, there's so many signs and so many signals. And now, just to be clear, I'm not talking about the day or the hour. I'm talking about different events that we're recognizing, that we're seeing take place before that time comes.
We know the seasons.
Yes.
And we know that we're in that time.
Yes. Yes. And I think right now we have to lean on God as much as possible. Our prayers, we have to pray like never before. And, you know, if President Trump, if they're successful in removing President Trump, the videos I'm showing here, this is going to become the norm. I mean, it's almost like to the norm now. And for anyone like me, if they remove President Trump, the censorship and all of this that's taking place is going to go tenfold. They're going to pass laws to prevent people like me being on any platform, any airwave, anything saying what I'm saying, because they're going to deem me, you, the enemy of the state.
We need to be on the offense rather than up against the ropes all the time.
Thank
this
you.
This is what they've done, is they turn the tables, put us up against the ropes.
Thank
and,
you.
And most of the true conservatives haven't gone on the offense yet, and this includes the church.
Thank you.
The church won't go on the offense until it's exposed to them, this evil that has taken place, this contract with the government through the 501c3 needs to be done away with.
Thank you. You know what? A lot of the churches don't want to say anything because they're afraid of losing their members in their church. They're afraid that people are going to be like, well, I don't agree with that. I'm leaving the church. I'm not coming back. But the crazy thing is people preach in the name of Jesus and then turn around and say, you know, God wants you to be gay, be happy that way, which is a total lie. Hey, Troy, thank you so much for calling in. Good insight. You know what? We are here because of you, because God is our God. And I love our God. And I'm going to keep fighting on this planet until God says I am done. Band.video, band.video. Go to our sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
In our world, dolls are as limitless as the kids who play with them. Introducing Creatable World, a doll line designed to keep labels out and invite everyone in. Making play more inclusive than ever before. Creatable World.
This is actually pretty exciting and something that should have existed a long time ago, in my opinion. This new doll line from Mattel is actually gender neutral. So we won't be getting males, we won't be getting females, but what we will get is a brand new line of dolls that come with great accessories, a good variety of skin tones, and an excellent price. To be honest, right now, everything sounds like a 10 out of 10. That sounds like a solid win to me. This is a step in the right direction, and I honestly hope more toy companies follow suit.
God,
these kits are recommended for children
the right
over the
direction.
Age of 6 and not for those under 3 because
this,
they do.
How in the, this excuse me again, how in the hell is this in the step in the right direction? How? I mean, they're gonna make these dolls that don't have, they're gender neutral. Have you ever known for someone to be born gender neutral? Now, there's an exception to the rule where someone is born with, you know, with both parts, right? That's exception to the rule. But you're talking about billions of people, billions and billions of people on the planet. And how many of them are gender neutral out of the billions? And I'm talking about right now. What is it, almost 7 billion people on the planet right now and still climbing? So how many before that have been gender neutral. Talking about the millions and actually the billions upon billions of people that have been on the planet. How many have been gender neutral? This insanity that the Democrats are pushing on our children is going to be the destruction of civilization. Straight up. Straight up. Okay, let's go back to the phone calls. Look like we have Corrine calling us back. Let's go to Corrine. How you doing?
Oh, you know, that topic has gotten a little bit tiresome. I think about my grandchildren. I think about my nieces and nephews, and everybody's so happy that they got a baby being born. And then they got to go through this. You know, the state owns you. I saw this 30 years ago in my own life.
And you know what? You're right. And I don't be honest with you. A lot of people saying, Will, why you keep talking about it? But you know what? They keep pushing it. How do we get them to stop pushing this onto our children? And how come people are silent about it? Why am I the only mouthpiece about it? Why? I mean, I'm not the only one. You have people like Alex Jones. He says something about it. Owen Schroeder, he says something. David Knight, he said, and there's various of other people have said something. But you don't have anyone in the lamestream media calling this out for what it is, because most of the time they support this. They don't want to bring attention to it, because then they know people will be against it.
Well, I think people are. I think parents are afraid.
Afraid of what? This is their children we're talking about.
I know what it's like to be afraid when, you know, you've got those kids until you get them into the school system. And once you get them into the school system, they start pulling all sorts of stuff you don't even know about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In the state of California, they made it to where they can indoctrinate your children and teach your children all of this horrible stuff. And you can't, and they don't even have to tell you about it. I mean, and this happened. Now they're teaching children in the state of Texas, in Austin, how children can have homosexual relationships and how they can, you know, be together. Really, it's all trendy. That's why they're doing it. It's all trendy.
Oh, and that's going to make us a mighty fine army, isn't it?
I know, think right? Because they're teaching all these young men not to be men.
Right.
I mean, it's insane. It's demonic.
Makes me cry. Makes me cry.
It makes me ill that they're actually doing this. And then they're doing all this big production. I'm going to play another video, then we're going to go back to some of your phone calls here. Okay, so let's go to this other video. This is number 15. Let's just play some of this. This is so sick. Then we're going to go back to your phone calls. I see you on there. We're going to go to you. Let's go to this other clip, number 15.
Hi, I'm Nadine, a sex educator.
And I'm Eva, a sex researcher.
I use the pronouns she and her because I'm a woman, and when I was your age, I used to be a girl.
Gender is how you feel on the inside about whether you're a boy or a girl, a man or a woman. If you're non-binary, feel like neither or both. People can also be fluid, feel more like female, more like male, based on a different day or time. It's really individual.
Absolutely.
Everyone
look at the kids. They're just like looking at all of this. Like, they're confused. Like, okay, go back 10 seconds so people can hear what they were saying there, because I apologize.
Binary,
go back.
Feel like neither or both. People can also be fluid, feel more like female, more like male, based on a different day or time. It's really individual.
Absolutely.
Everyone born with a vulva is a girl, true or false?
Or identifies as a girl. Not everybody is sure, and that makes sense. But our genitals actually don't determine our gender. So
it doesn't make sense. Everyone's not sure. You're either male or female. There's no in between.
Have an extra special visitor to sex ed school.
Okay, look at this. Through the spectrum, if we were to say a spectrum of like boys and girls, I have been everywhere in between. I was born a girl. And then when I was 2 years old, I told my mom for the first time that I was a boy. And I think that I framed it. I don't remember it. I've only been told stories. But I framed it because my brother's middle name was the same as my dad's. And so I insisted that my middle name was also the same as his. But back in the day, there was no talk shows and there was no internet.
I mean,
there
was snot no resources. She has snot running down her nose.
And then nothing happened for many, many years. And then it still took me a long time into my 20s before I decided to transition. But in there, I was a, you know, a tomboy, if that's what we say, or like,
yeah,
I was sporty,
this is completely way to confuse little girls with tomboys.
Because I felt like
there's
should,
nothing wrong with good girls like being tomboys. Girls can be tomboys and still be cute.
In my 20s,
but they're confusing so many people on this
king,
nonsense.
Which we don't hear about as much. Like, drag queens are in the news all the time, but a drag king is a little bit different. So for me, it was
okay. You can stop it there. You can stop it there. You can stop it there. They say drag queens and drag kings. No. Correction. It is dragon kings and dragon queens, because Satan is the great dragon. And Satan is putting these people in front of our children to indoctrinate them. If, you know, me sitting there just talking about it, people be like, okay, Will, you're just talking about it. That's not actually happening. But it showed you the video. You just sit there and looked at it, and they have the children. Where are the parents at for these kids? If I ever went to the school and I found out that they were teaching my kids this nonsense, I'm liable to tear the school up. You think they riot when President Trump got elected in 2016 because they were upset talking about a white supremacist got elected? If I have grandkids one day and my kids go to a school and I find out that they're doing this, I'm liable to go in there and act like a straight up communist, leftist, liberal when President Trump got elected. Imagine that. Do you want me to act like a leftist then? Do you want me to act like a Democrat then? Would you like it if I act like a Democrat? Going into this school with a teacher that? I'm talking about the violence of you leftists. I'm talking about the violence of the Democrat Party. Would you want me to act that way then? I guarantee you don't want me to act that way. But you know what? I get upset when they start targeting children. And it's not even my kids. It's not my kids, and I get upset. If you're an adult and you want to go do whatever it is, put on a dress, put on a tutu, I can care less. Don't expect me to play along. See, people send me messages saying, Will, you're not being real uniting if you don't want to embrace homosexuality. What does that got to do with anything? Why who you sleep with got to do anything with me? Why do I even need to know about it? Why does society need to know who you lay down with? You're trying to do that because you want to get acceptance from the populace. You want to get everyone to say, oh, yeah, this is great. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. It's loving. It's loving. It's not. It's demonic. We'll be back in a minute with your calls. Welcome back. It is Friday. We're taking your phone calls. I see you in there, Dan, Nathan, and Jefferson. Okay, so let's go. Who's been on here the longest? Look like Nathan has been on here the longest. Let's go with Nathan. How you doing, sir? Thank you for calling.
Thanks very much. Hey, just a plug for the OxyPower. OxyPower. If you're a factory worker or an office worker, you'll be fine. But if you're a truck driver or a construction worker on the 40th floor or on the road sales, you're going to need to take some time off for this, okay? Just like Owen Schroyer's plug for the product, it's like that. I'll just leave it at that. It's a great product. I started that years ago when Dr. Group recommended that. And
well, interesting. You know, I haven't tried the Oxy powder. I'm going to have to get it now because you sold me on it. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's where to start. It's great stuff. So just quickly, the left wants prison reform. I hear that from the hard left.
Right.
So the simple question or the simple answer, and it's not my answer, is deport the roughly 30% of the prison population that are illegal aliens.
That's true. A lot of them are illegal aliens, but you know what? And the left, when they come out, the left just wants to release them back into the civil population, you know?
Yeah, they
just
don't
let
want
them go.
To deport them.
Yeah, they don't want to deport them. I mean, it was just crazy. These people commit crimes and they don't want to deport them. Why do you think that is?
It's to keep that voter block.
Yeah, yeah, I completely agree. Sound like you're cutting in and out on us, Nathan. Hey, you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to who's been on here now. Let's go to Jefferson from Virginia.
Hey, Will,
thank you for
Friday
calling.
Night.
Hey, it's Friday night. Thanks for calling.
Will, this is what losing looks like. This is the chaos agenda. They are just ramming this crazy stuff down our throat, and it's everywhere. It's in media. People see this stuff, and we all throw our hands up and go, "There's nothing we can do to stop this."
Yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, but why do we do that? Because, you know, I mean, you're right. You're on the money. Why do we do that? Because a lot of stuff in the past that has taken place could have been prevented at this day and age had someone stood up and said no to all of this. Why do you think why do you keep thinking that we're allowing it to happen?
People did stand up early on and say this is where we were going to be headed, and they were shouted down. They were told they were bigots and just focus on your own life and be tolerant. And this is what tolerance gets. They have made us backpedal on our standards. So we are right up against the cliff now. We are on the precipice of falling over the cliff because we've been so tolerant of all this. And it's, we need to push back just so we have some breathing room to assess where we are.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, sir. You're absolutely right. And hey, thank you so much for the call. All right, we got another one in here. Let's go to Dan from Oregon.
Hey, what's up, Will?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So I want to second all the rest of the callers that talk about the products, because I've been using a lot of the products for years. I've been using Silver Bullet for a long time as necessary, and it will knock out a cold and other things really quickly. Using it on a bandage works as well. Love a lot of the products. I've just started using the 8-pack power stack about, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Oxy powder that guy was talking about, there used to be a liver cleanse program from Dr. Group that was available for InfoWars. I don't know what happened with that, but I can tell you that worked really great. I used that a couple times a few years ago. My girlfriend at the time used it as well. I can tell you that Oxy powder works exactly as advertised.
I'm most definitely going to have to get some now, so.
Yeah, you totally should.
I'm going to have to buy some now, most definitely.
Exactly as advertised, yeah. And it's been around for a long time. As I understand, it was supposedly part of the Hollywood weight loss, blah, 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 back in the day.
Okay.
I wanted to call and tell you, I've tried to call a few different programs on your network, but you guys are rightfully very popular, so it's difficult to get in. But I wanted to call and talk to you about censorship on TVs, smart TVs of band.video.
Okay, Dan, I'm so sorry. I mean, I know you've been trying to call in, but we're right here at the end now. I'm so sorry. Yeah, so look, my bad. Please call back in. We're gonna have to take phone calls again. But have a blessed weekend, everyone. Have an awesome weekend. And God's willing, we will see you Monday. God bless.
There's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth. This evening, as millions of families sit down at their dinner tables back home, they'll be saying a prayer for the men and women serving our nation. Each of you came to do your duty. You came to defend American liberty. You came because our nation needed you, and they needed you right here. The men and women of our military are totally loyal to our country, and every day I am president, America will always be totally loyal to you. Our citizens know that you're standing guard, killing terrorists, crushing our enemies, and keeping America safe. And I'm here today to just really say happy Thanksgiving, but also thank you very much. Great job. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
There's a reason that nutritional supplements are the fastest growing industry, not just in the United States, not just in Europe, but all over the world. Because the power of Mother Nature that God gave us is simply incredible. Now, a lot of viewers have noted that I'm more focused, that the broadcasts have been better than they've ever been, and a lot of people notice that I look younger and I've lost a lot of weight. Well, if you remember, just 3 months ago, I said on air that when I do take the supplements from InfoWars Life, I lose weight, I have more stamina, more energy, more libido, and then I tend to get back in better shape and then forget about the supplements, even though that's how we fund our operation, and I stop taking the majority of them. A lot of times, family comes to town for Thanksgiving, and we take the Lazy Susan off the dining table, and then I forget to put it back, and literally, 6 months later, I'm like, wait, I'm not really taking many of the supplements. It's when I religiously take our flagship products that so many great things happen. So I'm launching for this Black Friday week, and as long as we're able to do this while supplies last, because one of these is not stocked up as much as it should be, I'm going to offer this special that I've named the Change Your Life Trifecta Pack. Now, you've got the great Brain Pill Nootropic, Brain Force Plus. We've got the great Tri-Iodine with the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and two other types to help absorb it. And that's X3. Together with this product that I believe is one of our very best products and that I actually had our designers put together, because products like this are the best-selling systems in the world right now and the fastest growing. So let me show you what's in the 8-pack Power Stack AM PM system. Look at all of these packets. 13 different pills that you take in the AM and the PM, and then this way you don't forget. So that's why I'm calling this the Change Your Life Trifecta Pack, because if you take the morning pack and the evening pack, this alone is simply amazing and has changed my life. All the different supplements that are in it, what they do for you, what they do for your health, what they do as antioxidants, what the fish oil does, what the nootropic does, what the detox does, what the energy does. It's just insane. It's insane if you take these 13 pills a day, what Mother Nature has put together. Because listen, the top-selling packs out there may have $10 of product in it that you take in a month. This has close to 30. We went out to the top manufacturer of organic supplements, and we have the daytime pack and the nighttime pack, and we put almost $30 of product into this. And so this special right now is at cost, ladies and gentlemen. You get the Brain Force Plus, you get the Survival Shield X3, and you get the 8-pack Power Stack, all for $59.95. That's at more than half off. This is more than $120 value. When you put it all together, we are giving this to you at cost. Even though the X3 and the Brain Force Plus are really huge sellers, this seller that I thought would be our top seller has not sold well. But it's game-changing and the highest quality supplements you're going to find anywhere. No one that I know of has ever put out a daytime, nighttime pack with this type of quality. This will blow you away. This will change your life. All three of these together, it's incredible, and it funds our operation.